Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Aaron Katursky is live in Washington covering these hearings, and he's now with us here on WBEN. The stage is set, Aaron. Today's witnesses, Bill Taylor and George Kent, two career diplomats. Why these two?
I think they are stayed by design, Susan. These are two, as you say, career diplomats who have worked for administrations of both political parties, who have both raised alarms about what was going on in Ukraine. Bill Taylor spoke specifically about a quid pro quo. He talked specifically about a shadow American policy toward Ukraine being led by Rudy Giuliani. And George Kent has complained about being sidelined. He was one of the State Department's point men on Ukraine policy, and he has talked about being sidelined in favor of people with an agenda, speaking of Rudy Giuliani and some other appointees of President Trump. And he said that to him was inappropriate.
There was some criticism. I'm thinking back to when the last big testimony that everybody was watching with Robert Mueller when he was testifying. And there was some criticism of those questioning him that they were maybe grandstanding a little bit while Robert Mueller didn't really say much. It was more the people asking the questions than who was answering. Should this be different than that? Should we expect something else?
Well, look, it's Capitol Hill. I think there's going to be some grandstanding. But there is a difference here in that the questions will not come in 5-minute increments from every member of the committee, at least at the outset. This is going to work a little bit differently. The questions are going to come in 45-minute blocks. First, the chairman of the committee, Adam Schiff, and then the ranking member, Devin Nunes. And they or their designated staff attorneys can do the questioning. And so this may have the feel a little bit more of a trial rather than of just a show. Now, there is, of course, a show as both sides seek to move this impeachment into public view to build a case with the American people.
What does this come down to, Aaron? What needs to be answered?
Whether the president committed crimes that are impeachable offenses. And that's where the sides seem to fall, Susan. The Democrats see a clear case of bribery, perhaps obstruction, perhaps abuse of power in the phone call involving President Trump and President Zelensky of Ukraine. And they want to make as simple a case as possible. They're not even using the language quid pro quo anymore. They're starting to talk about this in more tangible terms, like bribery. The president had influence over Ukraine, had frozen much-needed security assistance, and asked for a favor. And to Republicans, they see conduct that may be inappropriate, to use the word from Texas Republican Max Thornberry, but not impeachable. And they're going to say that the president just kind of conducts his affairs this way. He didn't necessarily mean anything by it and had good reason to be concerned about Ukraine's affairs beyond his own reelection.
This could last up to 6 hours today. Is that what you're expecting?
Yeah, that's what we hear from the committee. And it may not go like this for every hearing. And there are now a number of different hearings scheduled over the next 2 weeks involving 11 different witnesses. But for today, we expect the questions to come after opening statements from the committee chairman, ranking member, and witnesses in 45-minute chunks. And at the designation of the chair or the ranking member, they can add additional 45-minute chunks. So they're really going to get a long period of time to try and build a case. After that, members of the committee can start to ask their own questions in 5-minute alternating bits as per usual.
Aaron Katursky, live in Washington.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.